thought she'd just take it and put up with it.
Got anything to tell these brothers?
She told you to get lost, and she's back there as the doctor. Shit, she's a fast operator. I didn't. This is quicker.
That's right.
So you can tell some other person not to be a fool. You tonight, do you feel like life is a disease?
Yes, Dad.
You'd like to die, wouldn't you, tonight?
Yes, Dad.
Well, that's the way life is, son. You just be grateful because you just found out the truth. Because everybody thinks they're in love tonight. Next week, somebody's going to fall out with them. And the more you see each other, the less they love you.
That's true. That's right.
Everybody got all upset over the fuck house. All upset. The only way you'd like each other if you had a fuck house. You want to kill each other right now, and you're killing each other, dying, living with each other 24 hours a day. You'd been better off if you had a fuck house. We might be able to get on with the revolution better. And I don't know, that's probably why it's better for some folk that we don't have a fuck house, because you're so goddamn anxious to get out away from your husband or wife that you'd fight a revolution. I'm really impressed with people like some of these people, Kice and others, that said, I've lost it. I don't give a shit about it. I've had it. The fuck won't come no more. And you watch now if I die with those people. All they got's kids left. So the only thing you have difficulty with is killing his own kid. Man, he won't have to do that. Most of you won't have to worry about killing your kids. You won't be that heavy. But there's some folk around here that have found out the fuck ain't there. And the fuck ain't worth what it was. That they thought it was. So if I drop over, don't start nothing. Don't start nothing. You may not want to listen to Mother. You may not listen to whoever you want, whoever I put in charge. But you listen. Mao said, out of the barrel of a gun, that gun will be right up behind your ass. I won't come to meeting that night. You better not run that night. I'm doing you a favor because the only thing that I can give you is that solidarity, because you run away. If you run away and go back, they'll hound you all the rest of the days, because you'll never explain why you stayed with this communist so long. They'll never let you die. They'll never let you die. Elaine Brown did all she could do. Sweet, pretty singer Elaine Brown. They're going to set her up in Iran. Give her a place in Iran so she'd be safe. Then she thought she was safe enough to take a musical engagement to go around the world. And what did the good U.S. government do for her after sweet Elaine Brown gave them all the ammunition they needed to destroy the Black Panthers? She destroyed it for them. And then what'd they pay her? How much money did she get for it, honey? How much? How much? Tell me, what'd she get paid? Yes, Jan, what'd she get paid? How'd they pay her? What? They charged her with murder because nobody trusts anybody that could have been a communist that long. They had to get her. And you think that you want to leave here. I'm doing you a favor to tell you that people have their gun on you if I ever tried to pass over. I'll avoid trying to pass over. I'll take all their medication and try to behave. Blow up now and then, which I don't like to do. Because when I blow up, it does more good for my blood pressure. I'm a gentle person by nature. I don't like for elitism to practice. Okay, we got the news, but it seemed obviously all of you should have been here. Now, what's the rest of you got to say? Every damn one of you ought to be here, because none of you knew the news. Right? We're going to have more news under this pavilion the first half hour. We're going to have to do it. Because people are going to have to get informed, and they're not getting it over the PA system. I stood and watched them today because I followed different patterns today. I went out during early news, and it's a damn shame. People just stand and talk when they don't have to. Now, I know people have to work, and sometimes technical work, you can't get it. But they just didn't pay attention blazingly, boldly. I was right under their nose and didn't know it. Didn't pay attention. Laughing. Okay, what's got to be said? Jocelyn, don't let me down anymore. Black leader like you in the fields. Now you're back in the fields. You were in there, and you could have done a better job. You got to live with the guilt.
like I live with guilt all the time. And I trusted you to go in there and not be shitty, not be argumentative. And I tore your husband up to pieces over the radio. And I tore, at least he was there when I tore folk up to pieces. And I've torn him up, boy. You people say, well, this and that one carries a lot of weight, and Karen, everybody, John Harris comes through, gets pissed at Karen. I tore Karen all apart. I tear all apart all the time. But who in the hell will stay up 24 hours a day? Who does the staying up? Good old blonde, blue-eyed Karen. Her ass is in there, she looks like she's pale as a sheet. But she stays up, doesn't she? She falls over the desk, she stays up. A little arrogant, talks behind folks' back occasionally. I jumped her about everyone she did that. I said, I want this shit stopped yesterday. Everybody was in that radio room. I raised hell. I said, I want this shit stopped. You can tell people to their face what's bothering you. I jumped on Sharon for doing it. I jumped on for Karen. I jumped on folks. I said, anything you got to say, say it to each other's face. Because then people feel confident. When people are talking behind each other's back, you don't feel confident.
That's right.
No, no, you don't know where you're at. And Sharon has saved us in some white nights, but she's too argumentative. She thinks she's the only one who can interpret Father. That nobody's capable of interpreting Father completely. She even thought when Mother was with her, she could interpret Father better than Mother could. She won't take anybody's word but mine. And yet, 90% of the time, she's better than even Mother is in confrontation. That's true. But she had no right to try to say she knows my mind better than Mother knows. Sometimes she's wrong, and that only takes one mistake. You ought to appreciate me pulling you out, but you ought to live up to this, Jocelyn, because you're one I've counted on. You've been one I've really counted on.
And I'll make up with it in my working fields.
Next. Do, because that field's in bad shape. Our production's at an all-time low. And we're going to have to stop this job committee. It's going to have to stop alternating all these people that don't want to do field work. My blood pressure be cured. I may have to go out in the field, and I damn well may. And somebody may just have to operate this shit, because I'd be out there, I'd get over this. This is mental tension. This is a trauma of waiting for a crisis or trying to work with personalities and their grading differences and their little goddamn shitified games. Like Ernestine Blair, she's upset with Charles Duchesne. Why don't you tell him what you're upset about? He wrote me a note. Don't write me these goddamn notes. Tell him. He isn't immune. He's not immune. Tell him what you're upset about. All this shit just stacks in on me. You act like you don't think you can talk to Charlie Touche, but that's a reflection on me. Talk to whoever you want to.
I'm upset with Charlie Touche because he wanted to fix up that. He didn't want to fix
Tell
it.
Him
he
like you told me.
You didn't want to fix up that shed like I asked, and I feel like it's important that we have it fixed up. I asked for a window. I asked for it to be closed up top to keep to protect the...
Ernestine, you said, now, that's not the major thing you told me. You worried the death out. You worried the hell out of me. Let's see, you're talking mealy mouth. And there's something worse. You worried the hell out of me because one thing you haven't even yet told him. You said it was affecting your breathing.
Yes, I will get to that.
I think it's highly important.
When I told you about my headache, I had a headache. You acted like it wasn't anything, and the breathing.
You say you didn't give a goddamn or something like that.
And you didn't. You didn't care. You acted like you didn't care. And what really happened when you sent
that's one of the things upset me today. This kind of shit upsets me.
When you sent Ferris over there to fix the place, you still didn't tell him about the window. Ferris asked me about the window. I said, did Charlie tell you to put in the window? He said, yes. I said, well, put it over here. And I feel, as a matter of fact, we need another window. We need two windows because when that door is closed, there's still no ventilation. And that's one thing. And then another thing, I asked for a chest. And I haven't gotten a chest yet to put small items in. I have to raise that heavy top every time I get a small item out.
And I have very little trouble with Joyce is usually following my bidding. Now, for 3 days, Joyce, you people build up this, because what I expect a lot from you, and I expect a lot from you people, you can hurt me more than anybody. You people can hurt me more than anybody. I asked for the Parks girl to be moved for 2 goddamn days, and every time I meet the Parks girl, she's not moved.
Night after the meeting, and you said it was done.
And I have my reasons for wanting something done.
And when I have to wait 2-3 days, what is it, Maria?
I called her that night.
I want it done. She's been very nice about it. The little girl hadn't given me no trouble. She don't even ask me about it. She'd been, in fact, matter, she'd been better than her dad was to enter in. She smiles when I meet her. She's cheerful. You people worry about your kids. It's a bunch of bullshit. What you really worry about is your own ass, and you're afraid your children will adjust. Because if your children adjust, they'll stand in your way from going home. I remember very clearly two nice couple now that's very firmly here. They didn't get to go home because their children wouldn't go home. So you're going to run in the jungle.
Can I say this to you,
Joyce? Quiet, isn't it, honey? I got my on some of your toes now.
Your follow-through is not good. Before I confronted you several months ago about that, about making lists and so forth, everybody else knows I go back and ask, have you done this, have you done
the
this?
Judgment
done
and this? Sense is good, but the follow-through, I don't know
your
about.
Your follow-through is bad. And do I have to come and ask you every time after I ask you to do something if it's been done? I will start that if it's necessary. Okay.
I know you have a lot on you. I see the crowd around your...
Terrible.
I see the crowd around there. But this is not new with you, Joyce. Your follow-through is very bad. Okay.
99% of this fucking organization's follow-through is bad. Now, Charlie's follow-through is not bad, but his diplomacy stinks.
I told you even that Dad told me to come to you.
Okay, it could create problems for me. When I put a stress out and I set a signal out, I got goddamn good reasons for it. Health, welfare can be a catastrophe that can develop. I went to Charlie. The way you handle a black woman, Charlie, I don't know whether she may have been all wet in what she wants to get done there, but you don't make yourself clear. You don't make yourself clear. That's a big problem.
Well, that particular morning that she was talking, we was trying to get something thrashed out about this bullying over here. It all started off very calmly, and I was trying to explain to her about expenses and doing these different things she was asking for. I asked her when to come to the trunk. I asked her to go next door and see what was going on in the warehouse. They needed these trunks over there. And
where'd you get the idea you didn't care then?
I have no idea, because I even made the statement there. And ask her to go. I made this statement before I blew up. I said, I've been sitting here. I've been patient. I've been trying to rationalize with you.
Something wrong now. Your wife just went through it and saw. And if you don't see no fault at all in yourself, there's something wrong.
I do see fault myself, because I should have had more empathy with her over the windows. I was more concerned about the rain blowing in and spending the expense of the windows. Joyce, from the background, she made a statement, which in my own chauvinism, that pissed me off. And then what I blurted out with, I said, Joyce said we ought to take the whole situation to the steering committee, and I said...
It only takes one goddamn head injury like that. That child hit like a ton of bricks. Okay, are you sitting there and let the child fall? You're going to kill me. I'm telling you tonight. I won't talk this way much, but you people are going to kill me if you don't stop the child looking. I can't hold every child in my hand. You have to worry like I did over the injury of Isaac Edward. If you had to worry over Isaac Edwards like I did and face what the hell that meant, and the doctors didn't think there's any way in that goddamn world we're going to come out of that mess. He pointed out the serious ramifications of Rose. And Rose, you pissed me off too the other day when you come up and ask me if you want to take care of that stick. You pissed me off. I'm going to tell you, that pissed me off to ask me when I've insisted you carry the fucking stick. I know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to air it all out. And you didn't want to do it. In fact, matter you jokingly said to somebody that came to me and says, all Father said was carry it. You knew I didn't mean carry it. You knew I meant for you to then you stand up and say it interferes with your walk. But it won't interfere with you half as much. If you're really walking with a stick, you'll go slower, and you won't run into a thing like that where you'll get caught. Because the stick makes you slow down. And if I care about you enough to want you to slow down, then that shows love. Because you're not going to be able to produce as much. You're not going to be able to run as fast with a stick. But I'm just telling you all the stuff that compounds in on me. Because you were walking death. You were walking death. You weren't walking. You were laying there, paralyzed, blind. God damn, what a mess. Now, I know you did say it, but you shouldn't even ask me about it. Nobody should ask me no more about those sticks. You should walk on them slowly, carefully. We don't need any more head injuries. We don't need any more broken bones. Somebody at American Customs has fucked up or completely stole our whole x-ray equipment. We can't find it. Tonight they got to get new x-ray, the type that Cheddar and Dr. Beat on. I want that to go over the radio and get that shit. I don't know how in the hell we're going to afford it, but they cannot find that x-ray equipment. Hide in our hair. So I don't need any breaks out here. When you got a break out here, you don't know where in the hell you are.
Right. A little girl in the hospital right next to Isaac
who
had a skull fracture, but she'd been in a coma for 4 weeks.
Right. Skull fracture, more mild fall than Isaac had. Isaac's a walking miracle. And I've had one member of his family, one, to come up to me and personally thank me for it. One! That pisses me off, too. Not because I want any gratitude. How many members of the family here? Just one. How many relatives has Isaac got?
None.
Only one relative, Isaac Edwards? Goddamn hell. I guess an uncle's a relative the last time I knew. Never. No, I don't want to see him. No, don't bother. Don't you bother. It's an inconvenience. Don't bother. Don't move out. If I had somebody that protected my child, I wish I had somebody to help me when they were scattered all over the road with a drunk, kidney severed, brain damage, all the shit that was going on. I wish I'd have had him when the night that Sharon Jones and all of them, Kathy, all of them was scattered all over the goddamn roadway. I had to heal them. Nobody helped. Nobody could do that work but me.
Right.
Nobody can enter into that realm of mind or paranormal but me. I'm a lonely man in that world because I know nobody can help me but me. I'd say thank you. I thank you. If I had somebody who had that kind of faculty to save a child from the mess that child was in, blind for days, hallucinating for days. He couldn't see for days, honey. But I say when he went out of here, he'll see. And he left that hospital normal with two major fractures across his skull splitting right over the major blood center that was putting blood into his brain. You tell me how it comes out. I'll tell you. I don't know how it happens, but I did it. He said he had a dent like this in his head. And the doctor said no, and I said yes. And if I hadn't intervened, he would have been nothing left of him. He'd been a vegetable or blind or dead would have been honorable. But what's so horrible about those kind of things is he was hallucinating. He didn't know. His mind was going incoherent. There's brain damage, as you've seen some, if you'll take a look around.
That's right.
From less blows than he got before they knew me. You can look around here and see some. There's two right in this camp. One of them was gnarled up into a ball. It's got out of that. In other words, blind and all kinds, just brain injuries. And that's why you people letting children stand up on a seat and let them go to sleep, that's very cruel. It's cruel to me. It's cruel to the collective. Okay, go on.
Charlie, what really burned me up, I had been asking you from time to time about fixing the building, and every time I went to you, you put me on by expense. But yet and still, you were fixing other places. That wasn't advisable, that place back there where all those Portons are. That's what really burned me
up. Specify your case.
Well, he fixed up physical therapy. He put 3 windows in there and a door with a window in it. And I asked for that to be closed up so the fertilizer and stuff would be kept dry. And naturally, when that top light is closed up, you need more ventilation. And then when you blew up at me and I blew back at you, you had never to tell me about my attitude. And you did blow up when Joyce said, take it to steering. You threw a big fit then. Also, you told me what I had to wait for on what was going on in the warehouse, and I had asked for a chest long before all that shipment came in, and I had been promised one.
Oh, shit.
As far as physical therapy goes, the building wasn't even done. They did. I made a statement in the steering committee one night about how that building got completely out of hand and it did not go the way it was supposed to go, and I did not approve any part of the windows, the extension on that building, or anything else. I guess it's much nicer the way it is now, Ernestine, but I had no part of that. I did not do it, and Marshall and I think whoever worked with him on it did all that on themselves along with Nigel Yates.
Yeah, but the question is, where were you at fault with Ernestine whenever she brought that up to you?
And I'll tell you what's the difference there, not really, though you're not responsible. Ned Yates races out of hell and gets things done, and that ought not to be the deterrent of what the determining factor of what gets done. But unfortunately, that seems to be why some people race out of hell, because they think they can get things done. But that shouldn't be the basis of it. Yeah, squeaky wheel gets it all, that's right. Praise little hell, you get 4 witnesses if you only need 1.
Well, the reason I didn't move the line hell, Father, I realized the expense of...
I don't think you should raise a lot of hell. That's not what I was making the point. I'm making the point that some people raise hell and get what they want. Or act up and get what they want. Go ape shit and get what they want. Other people have to go calm all the days of life and never get nothing.
Well, thank you, Father.
Stand me in the sidewalk. Some people wouldn't take it. They wouldn't dream of doing it. You stop me. Some people stop me no matter what. From itching their ass to a toenail hurting.
It's true, goddamn.
Particularly the itching ass.
After these situations happen to me, and I do blow up, I usually sit for long periods of time and I think about what an asshole I was, and then when things get done, like she said, she got the window, and there's been other cases where people have asked me for things, and I blow up, and because of the inconvenience and the construction crews and the different things they're asking for, and then I sit and I think for a while and I figure out a way that it can be done. It's a shortcoming of mine, and I'm just going to have to work on it and get over it, but it's...
I'll tell you what'll help you. Every time a black woman comes at you, think that there's better than equal half time, half chance that she's been raped as a child. Just that to begin with. Think of the color. Go ahead.
I would just like to know when he's going to start.
Immediately. At that particular point, it's one of those cases where you're just to the boiling point, and my statement back to Joyce was that fuck taking it to the steering committee, 2 people ought to be able to talk over about a trunk. And that's exactly where I felt about it. And all I was trying to tell Ernestine at the time is that Bev was stacked sky high and the warehouse was overflowing, and I had people tell me where to put these trunks back and forth, and granted, she did ask for a trunk a long time ago. Now all these trunks that come in, when they do come in, they're going into the medical department. And I don't always have, even though I empty the trunks when they come in, it's not my choice as to where they go a lot of times. And I try to explain this to Ernestine. I even ask her to go next door and look at what Bev had to put up with back over there. We were walking over clothes. There was things laying on the warehouse floor. It was packed up to the gills because of the shipment that came in. And we were told that all the trunks that came in, duffel bags, anything that could have clothes put in it should be given to the warehouse at that time. And that's on the trunk, that's exactly where it stayed. And As far as I was concerned, her and I, our big argument was over this trunk because it was, she had asked for it many, many times, that's true. And then when the shipment came in, there just wasn't any room to get trunks anywhere else but to the warehouse, so the warehouse could put the things away.
I do think it's generally true that everybody has a tendency not to look at the problems that some other department might be having. I'm not saying it's necessarily to Ernestine. I can understand her frustration if she'd been holding for a trunk for a long time. But I think all of us need to be a little more empathetic with what somebody else may be going through at the moment.
Chemicals can do health damage. That's what worries me.
Physical therapy department.
They didn't need all the windows from a health standpoint, immediate standpoint. But if you get too much chemicals, then you have got some problems. I'm going to have to do the work then. I guess she got what she wanted. Did you not? Okay. Need another window. And if that's the case, we'll get you another window. Ms. Ferris?
My name was brought up.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Everybody, hush up.
Ferris,
the
wind is
out against
you. You
have to defend yourself.
Well,
then, who's next up here
that
got something to say?
Okay. Don't defend yourself. That's one thing that annoys the hell out of me, because you're a good man. You don't need to defend yourself. If you made a mistake, you made an error. If he wasn't an error, what's the difference? He just was clarifying he was not in on the goddamn windows. But one thing that tears that shit out of me is to have people have to defend everything they do. They never can do no wrong. You're not much that way, Brother Ferris. What I was really upset about was, people misread me, was that the microphone people wait forever to move towards a person speaking. That's what was really upsetting me. It's probably just my blood pressure. They do a good job most of the time. God.
I was showing Lee's attitude when you were talking.
Oh, smart-ass attitude. Smiling. Who the hell was smiling back at you, too? To see how much socialist consciousness you got. You're always apologizing for your elitism, and you always continue with it.
I want to say, Carol, that you do have a very sarcastic and smart mouth, and Dad has also gone under you before for sleeping on the sidelines. Half the time you want to stand out here and stand on the sideways. You don't want to come in here. And I'm really sick of your smart mouth and your bad attitude.
What the hell were you laughing about right in the middle of a serious piece of news about the struggles of black Africa? What was the laugh going on about? Who were you pointing out and making fun of, or what was it about? What was the fun being made?
Said that she told me she was put on down in America, and
I can't hear you.
Melanie told me that she might get put on a. Melanie told me, that's true. Melanie told me she might get put on a landing crew, and I said, well. I said, you know, it might be me too. I don't know. Whenever, you know, I never know when I might get on too.
You don't. That's true.
It wasn't funny. And it wasn't really nothing to laugh about.
You could carry on all this conversation while I'm sitting here in agony listening to my own voice. How much do you think a zero personality likes to hear their own voice? Jesus Christ, it's enough to have it go out once without having it come back to you twice. I'm sitting here for only one reason, to see that everybody else will listen. And sitting here isn't enough. You got to have a ball bat.
I'm too selfish myself, and I think about myself too much. So I've thought about moving.
You think of yourself too much, but what's going to happen if you don't have an organization? You think you can go someplace? Where do you want to go? If you could go, what the hell is going to happen to you? A young woman that's known that much about communism, what are they going to do with you?
going to kill me, put me in jail, or whatever?
Well, they'll bleed your brain, give you chemicals, whatever they can do. Until they've got all the shit out from you, then they'll put some little charge on you. They'll never trust you. But don't you people get in your mind that when you have sat with a man that blew up trains, don't you know they know all that? All these goddamn people, that some of them disappeared right now, has been in this conspiracy. We don't know where they're at. They're no longer any use. They're not going to trust you people. How are you ever going to explain the system? The last breath I'm going to do is some of my documents is going to be revealed to prove conclusively the most heroic thing I ever did. They'll be revealed. So you'll have to stay here and behave yourself.
Also, I don't follow through enough on my job. I have to take my job more seriously.